Every Wednesday, we love to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. He joins us as always. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not so bad. I've got to be very careful when I say this because people could think I mispronounce it and I've said a vulgarity, but we're talking smart glasses today.
I've been called that many times, Jeff.
So what's happening in that space? I remember a few years ago, I think it was Google got all excited about smart glasses and then it kind of seemed to die a bit of a death.
Yeah, look, I mean, they look extremely strange as well. I remember trying them out and you just couldn't wear it in public because it was just the oddest looking pair of glasses to be wearing. It didn't even have lenses. But we are starting to see this change a little bit. And Facebook, of all brands, actually brought out a pair of sunglasses in collaboration with Ray-Ban, which I have with me. And they're an interesting pair of glasses to wear because you can use them as Bluetooth headphones. They've got speakers in the arms. You can use them to take photos and video because they've got cameras front of glasses. They're obviously just a pair of sunglasses too, which can also take phone calls. So they're getting to an interesting stage, but I think what we're going to see as the next iteration of that is what can we also do with those cameras? Because taking photos is one thing, but what about facial recognition or scanning QR codes, the glasses that are on our face?
There's also a little bit of a privacy issue for some people. I mean, if you don't know that somebody's wearing Ray-Ban glasses that can take photos of you, you could be giving away information constantly to people that probably shouldn't be gathering it. Is there a concern there?
Yeah, there has to be a concern there. And what Facebook and Ray-Ban have done here is they've added a light at the front of the glasses, which illuminates whenever the camera is in use. But to be honest, that light doesn't actually shine very bright, especially if you're outside. So I think what people probably need to be conscious of is, you know, cameras can be used in public. And if somebody's wearing a camera on their face, then, you know, I guess technically they could be using it. But the other thing too is, you know, people who buy them, while there's a lot of warnings on the screen during the setup process, I mean, hopefully people are just good natured and not being creepy with them.
Jeff, what do you think about this thought? I mean, I like the idea of having a pair of glasses so that I don't have to wear earphones for phone calls or for listening to audio, but I don't really need a camera. I'm not that dedicated to taking photos wherever I go. I'm not a teenager. So is it possible someone might come up with some of this that doesn't include the camera?
Yes, there is. And Bose actually have a pair of glasses called the Frames. So the Bose glasses actually don't have the cameras. They have the speakers and the microphones built in so you can, you know, take calls and listen to music. And look, to be honest, from Bose, you kind of do expect good audio technology. And I have a pair which I use sometimes as well. They work really well.
I like the sound of that. As I said, the camera is unnecessary to me, but I like to have audio, and Bose is quality audio. So what we expect to pay for those, and how much would we have to pay for our Facebook Ray-Bans?
So you're looking at around the $300 mark for the Bose pair. I mean, they are good glasses as well as the Bose technology built in. And then from Facebook, you're looking at just underneath $500 for their glasses. So, you know, given that they're Ray-Ban, I think that's where that price point comes in.
And is there much else happening as far as the other makers are concerned? Do you think other glass makers are looking at the possibility of incorporating sound into their product?
Yeah, absolutely, Will. I would imagine brands like Oakley and others will start to do similar things like this, where they say, you know what, having cameras built into our, you know, action glasses will be fantastic for surfers or those who are mountain bike riding and want to capture what they're doing while they're doing extreme sports. So I think we'll start to see more of this, but I think Facebook will start to take these glasses into some other areas, especially as we've heard about their, you know, look towards the metaverse and other complicated things.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on that space at the moment. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely will be.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk more technology next week.
Thanks for having me.